You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And Ron Siegel Radio, this is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Tom Borsick's in the house. Senior Samaritans. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you for having me today, Ron. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, exactly. And, you know, we also, there's a couple of celebrations going on today, Tom. Like, I think one of them, it's not normally my celebrations, you know, because I have beaten anorexia. Most of my celebrations do center around food. But today is National Star Spangled Banner Day today. So we can celebrate a little bit with the Star Spangled Banner. And just so you don't believe that I have completely fallen off the wagon, you know, I still have beaten anorexia. So today is also National Mulled Wine Day. So we can enjoy a little bit of mulled wine. Now, I will be the first to admit that when I saw that today was National Mulled Wine Day, I really didn't know what mulled wine was. Do you know what mulled wine is? Mulled spirits are wine and liqueurs that have been heated and spiced, usually made with red wine, various spices, fruits, sometimes lightly sweetened with honey, popular blends, cinnamon, nutmeg, citrus, vanilla, anise, cloves, raisins, or pears. I don't know about you, but I'm not really sure that I'm thinking about putting a pear in my glass of wine. But some people will do that. I'm just probably not one of them. I guess I should get back to what we were doing here. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Boy, is there a lot going on in the world of politics right now? It's a cat fight. You know, somebody probably should have some cat fight music on here. Not good news for our friend Hillary. Now that the gentleman that built her server, he just got immunity from a federal judge. Not going to have to worry about whatever he says he cannot be held responsible for. So that one might pose a little problem for Mrs. Clinton. Yeah, that was her last week. I don't know if she's out there saying that this week. She's probably not talking that way right now. I would guess that she's probably got her head between her tail a little bit right there. Just a thought. That's Mrs. Clinton there. And some people have asked me, yes, indeed, that was our intern, Alec, actually found that soundbite from her campaign event, where that was her. She actually did that. Now, many of you know that when I first started on radio, my very first radio broadcast had a lady on here, on with us, who actually did our rooster call. We used to open up on a Sunday morning. We used to start the show with a rooster, and this was her. She did that precisely. Now, I'm not sure whether we want to go with Mindy's rooster call or Hillary's. Yeah, but I know that Mindy's rooster got her a lot of jobs and moved her big time forward into her career. Hopefully, Hillary's will actually get her a little bit of retirement money. That would be a little bit nicer if you are following things the way I am. Although, what's going to happen? I mean, this is going to be pretty messy. Hillary going, be interesting. Hillary maybe being under a federal indictment, and we know that Trump is going to be dealing with fraud charges. So the two front runners, only in America. Where else do you go and get these kind of things? I just, you can't make this stuff up. Although I do understand that as we were just putting the finishing touches on our broadcast this morning, Mitt Romney out there making some news. Unfortunately, he didn't get, where was he with this kind of feistiness about 4 years ago? Talking about Trump being a phony and enables a Clinton victory. Now, I've shared this before. We've talked about this, that Trump, you know, talk about underperforming the market. That's one of the issues that we have seen with Donald Trump. If he took that money that daddy gave him in 1985 and simply put that into an exchange-traded fund in the S&P 500, according to Forbes, he would have triple the money that he has today, triple the money. And he wouldn't have hired the illegal workers to build Trump Tower. He wouldn't have had to worry about the phony Trump University. He wouldn't have worried about the Taj Mahal going bankrupt, his hotel in Atlantic City. Yet there's a lot of people that still like Donald Trump and they're still excited about him, even though, can you tell me one thing that he's really said? One thing that he's really done that his plans are for? I know that he was talking, if you remember in the last debate, that they couldn't get past the idea of drawing circles and erasing the lines. And do you remember Marco Rubio coming up to him and saying, what else are you planning on doing besides the lines? Well, Mr. Trump couldn't come up with anything. That was part of the problem. Now the experts are saying that Trump's health plan does nothing for the uninsured. It might help bring down insurance prices because of putting competition in the marketplace. But the uninsured, yeah, if they repeal Obamacare, which I hope they do, but the uninsured don't get any benefit from Trump's plan. That's not according to Ron Siegel Radio. That's just according to the experts out there who look at it. And obviously, us being in the state of confusion, we do follow a lot of what's going on there with the, you know, that we get a lot of Democrat news here because the state of confusion, you know, if you're a Republican, you're in trouble out here in Southern California, in California as a whole. Just calling it like I see it. Speaking of calling it like I see it, San Diego. Can we get somebody in San Diego to please, please, please read the newspaper and wake up? San Diego, you're wanting to raise minimum wages. Have you looked at what happened in Seattle? Yeah, Seattle said, we're going to raise the minimum wages on the service sector employees or for the service sector employees. What did it do? What benefits did Seattle get from that? Well, they got an extra 3% unemployment. That was a benefit of raising minimum wage. 3% in that same service sector got their pink slips, and a group of others, 3%, got new jobs outside of the minimum wage increase zone. Now, you listen and wonder, do you think, why does Donald Trump have all of his ties, all of his apparel, all made in China or in Mexico? Why do you think that is the case? Very, very simple. It's cheaper, lower labor costs. But San Diego, you want to raise your labor costs and then wonder why is it that you may end up having less people working? Does that make any sense? Raise, you tax what you want to avoid, right? Why did the taxes go up so much on cigarettes? Well, corruption, I know, but I mean, the idea was that the higher the cigarette tax, less people would use of it. Raise prices. This is called economics 101. You raise prices, it slows down, it deters. Raise wages slows down job creation, it deters job creation. This is really, really simple stuff. But no one wants to talk about it that way. They want to talk about, you're going to get paid $15 an hour, $10 an hour, $12 an hour, whatever the number is. And think about that, $12 an hour, but if you cut down your amount of hours you're working, are you in better shape or worse? Oh, I wish we could just get some people to talk straight with the people. That's the way it is. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, let's chat a little bit about senior housing options with Tom Borsak, Senior Samaritans. Home is where the heart is, most of the time. How does settling debt affect my credit score? Have a massive mortgage? Some fun refinancing tips? All that and more. When we come back, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7745. 47.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. How does settling a debt affect my credit score? That is the subject of the Your Credit Matters segment today. Brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You know that you've got a credit report. If you've listened to Ron Siegel Radio ever, you know your credit report is wrong. And the reason I know that they're wrong is because every one of them are wrong. I haven't seen one. I shouldn't say everyone. Since doing this for all the years I've done it, decades I've done it, we're not going to go any beyond that. Actually, I could actually say I've done this now in parts of 2 centuries, but that's a different story. I've never seen a credit report that's completely accurate. And I've seen credit reports that have scores in the 800s, 850 being a perfect score. I've never seen a perfect score, but I've seen some 800 numbers. And they're never accurate, never. I haven't seen one yet. So does paying off outstanding debt affect your credit score? The answer is yes, it will. Question is, will it affect your score positively or negatively? And that's a combination. It depends how you do it. So if you pay off your credit, if you pay off your debt, and it's an old debt, and you go and you pay it off 100% today, it reages that and brings it into something into the current area as opposed to being something that's old and obsolete according to the FICO models. It will deter yours or detract from your score just the way it is. If you are looking at settling a debt,
Well, that's going to have a whole different ball game because you're going to be, if you're settling it, if you pay for the whole thing right now, depends how they report it. Paid, settled for less than the full balance, not good for your score. Might last a little bit longer on there. The idea here is make those phone calls early before it goes into bad debts so that it gets reported as being paid. Just a thought for you. There are some of the newer scoring models are going to ignore paid or settled collections, but for the most part right now, they're not using those models for home purchases. That's just the fact of the matter. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So let's chat about this morning. Actually, Tom Borsick's with us, Senior Samaritans. He's been here a lot of times. And Tom, I saw a song here that I thought you may really appreciate. And I know that you're sitting over there just worried. I don't know if we've ever played this one.
I already know what it is. Especially this year, it's been painful again. Basketball has not been good to me this year, I gotta tell you.
You know, so I thought that would be a fun song just for you today. What the heck?
Yeah.
Being that we do sit on opposite sides of town on some of these.
And things. March Madness is 2 weeks away, so thank you for reminding me.
and where's the seating for UCLA?
Yeah, I know. I think it's we're 94th, so we're waiting for that expansion of the tournament so that we can get in. We're in.
94 out of, what's that, 113 or 120
yeah,
or something?
Something like that.
You know, it's very rarely that we can have this conversation and talk about USC basketball, right? Yeah. I mean, we always talk USC football. That's a given.
That's true.
And every once in a while, we talk about UCLA football.
Yeah, that's changing a little bit. A little bit. It's changing.
Just a little. and with this new hire at USC, it's probably going to be more UCLA football than USC as time goes on, too.
Yeah. We'll see. Go Bruins.
Well, we
since I don't have a song.
Well, we'll play this one for you some more. Being that we don't want you to have a problem. Let's chat about our fun stuff though, because Tom's got a great business, and it's one of those that more and more people are needing. Right? I mean, Tom's business dealing with finding, places for our seniors to live. We're all getting older, hopefully. There's only one alternative, and that's not a good alternative to getting older. So the question then becomes, when you get to the point of either not able to or not wanting to live in your own home, there's a lot of communities out there that are just great places. And that's what Tom's company does. And Tom does is goes out and you're actually... I should say this sometimes in jest, but it's really true and a compliment. You can be like a tour guide a lot of times.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I've been doing this 5 years now.
Five years.
I did not go to school for this. I did not decide to do this in college or even as a young man. It's just I got thrown into it because I was that family that got thrown into it with my aging father who went down and the doctor telling me, your dad can't go home anymore without care. He has to have care now from this point forward. And so... good luck to you. And I said, oh no, what do I do? And I was that family that was tossed into that scenario of, what am I going to do? How much does it cost? Where do I find it? can I bring care into his home? If I can't bring or afford care into his home, then what are my options? What kind of care exists out in the community? What kind of communities are out there for my dad? And then I had to educate myself, and it was a very overwhelming and exhausting experience, so much so that I left my IT industry of 30 years and started this business. It's been wonderful because now I realize there's a need for people that fall into this overwhelmed state suddenly, and they need guidance, and that's what I do.
And you know something, there is so much need because, having... thank goodness for us being introduced, I say, because I was able to learn so much from you when I followed in your footsteps, so to speak, with my dad. Mm-hmm. There's so much out there that we just don't know.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the rules change, the laws change. Yeah. There's so much changing all the time. I mean, how much coverage has there been? And I think it was done intentionally, but how much coverage has there been about the changes in Social Security rules that just happened with, I think it was October or November when we put that last omnibus bill through, mm-hmm. and hid Social Security changes within that. Mm-hmm. Nobody shares that because it's not sexy, mm-hmm. right? Nobody's out there talking. Our parents, I know my mother and my mother-in-law both look and they're, the thought process now of going to a retirement home in many people's minds is off the table. Mm-hmm. And I think in a lot of instances, the reason it's off the table is people don't understand it, mm-hmm. right? I mean, these communities, they're kind of like when I was growing up, they used to talk about going on a cruise mm-hmm. and you could either do everything you wanted or nothing. Mm-hmm. That was the cruise lifestyle. Mm-hmm. The communities are the same way now.
Yeah. No, what's interesting is our parents and our parents' parents or our grandparents' generation, all there were was hospitals and home or nursing homes, convalescent homes. You probably remember as a kid or going and singing to convalescent homes. Right. You know, that's all there was convalescent homes or nursing homes. So that's what they think exists only. Nowadays, 50 years later, 75 years later, there's 1,200 beautiful non-medical communities just in Orange County. There's 1,300 in LA County, San Diego County, Ventura County, San Bernardino, you name it, every county, everywhere, all over the country. But there's beautiful communities where they can get all the care they need, have a thriving community, be with other seniors that may have be in a similar situation with them. But they don't have to be holed up in their home or in a hospital. And the interesting thing is that you say that going somewhere to another community is not an option they don't want to do it. In some cases, they have no choice because care at home is excruciatingly expensive, excruciatingly. And so they can't afford it at home. So now what are their options? Now what? They have to go somewhere else.
And California continues to make the idea of care at home harder and harder,
yep.
And more expensive.
Yep.
Right. I mean, these are just state legislation that has gone and you shared with us about a year ago when they changed the rulings on how home care people are paid.
Yep.
And it wasn't for the idea of saying that that's not good. You and I both agree that if somebody can stay at home and they can afford it, that's a great option.
That's the best. My goal is to keep people at home, but is it economically feasible for them? And that's why it's so important what you do on your show with the financial part of your show, because our generation now has to plan for that. Don't rely on the government to take care of you. Our parents and their parents relied on Social Security. I get so many seniors these days that are in their 80s and 90s. Their 100% source of income is Social Security. How much do you make? $1,200. How much do you make? $800. I have a lady today, I got $900. And she needs whole care. $900.
Wow.
What do you do with that?
And I think you pretty much max out at right around $2,000.
Yeah. I mean, even that's a dump. That's a dumpy kind of place. If you need full care, you're not going to get much care for $2,000.
And you might even want to eat.
And you might want to eat.
Right. I mean, think about, I know some people that are living on that as you do. And it is a tough budget in California to live on straight Social Security.
Yeah. And that generation bought into that. I don't know what happened back then or what was said back then, but I get so many seniors that their source of income is Social Security. And I think the financial part of what you talk about is so important for planning for, like you said, for your care. You're either going to get old or you're going to die.
And here's the other part of it, because you and I were, I went to a reverse mortgage conference. And, you know, I'm a big proponent that people should explore that as an option. In fact, most seniors should explore it as an option, unless you like paying extra taxes or you like to diminish your Social Security. You see, because the reverse mortgage can help you in both of those, reducing taxes and increasing your Social Security. Mm-hmm. But when I went to that conference, they were talking about the fact that when you go to a financial planner, they always look down the family tree. They look at, okay, when are you going to retire? How many kids do you have? Are you planning a wedding? Are you planning colleges? And they don't look up the tree and say, has mom and dad planned for what's going to happen? And in our society, how many people does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, do you have one parent, two parents, four, eight, right? When you start talking about the amount of divorce we have, we're going to talk about some strategies and some options and opportunities that Tom might be able to share with you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk home is where the heart is. What's that all about? And some mortgage refinancing tips as we see some benefits in the market. Maybe it's too late. I don't know. We'll talk about it. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcasts, 190,000 people looked at the replays last month. Ron Siegel won. The numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. It's amazing how many people are still looking and they've got interest rates, high fours, low fives, mid fives, and they have not made the call to see about getting their interest rate, their household payments reduced. It's amazing. And every one of them that I talk to, I've yet to hear anybody tell me they get a thank you note from the lender or the company they send their check to every month for making those high payments to them. No thank you notes. They don't even get a kiss. When you get, well, I better not say that. When you, I get myself in serious trouble. I know Steve's got that dump button going over there at the studio, so we got to be careful. In any event, refinancing tips. Here's, first off, anytime you're dealing with a mortgage, never, ever, there's two places I would never go if it was me going for a mortgage. One, I would not be going to the big bank. Fine people, fine institutions, but walk into Wells Fargo today and ask them what Bank of America's latest program is. They don't know. Mm-hmm. So you go to a mortgage banker. That's their job, is to know what all of these different institutions and insurance companies are doing on any given day and which one is best suited for your situation, because your situation is different than anybody else's. Which brings me to the second place don't go to. Do not go to these online services. Again, they're not going to be able to help you with modifying the structure because it's a computer. You put your data in, it spits out a response. Computers understand ones and zeros. That's what computers understand. Now, if you need a two, you're in trouble because the computer doesn't understand that. A human that's got experience can understand those things. So then you look at it, and I get the, here's the next comp question that I get on a regular basis is price shopping. Now, if you're looking to buy a tube of Crest, Walmart or Vons, it's pretty simple. You're going to get it cheaper at Walmart, and it's the same exact product. Now, when you're looking at a mortgage, you may pay for the full service. If you go to the Walmart-type service, somebody that just fills in the paperwork and spits out a response, you might save a little bit of money, but when you're talking about it in the scheme of hundreds of thousands of dollars you pay for a mortgage, $10, $20 a month, $30 a month, to me doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, because we're keeping our loans for 5 years in this country. That's the average that we keep our loans. $20 a month means we're talking $240 a year, $1,200 over the course of 5 years, the difference between Walmart and Nordstrom. Does that make any sense to you? I suggest you find the individual that can give you the best service, the best guidance, the most direction, and help you in a long term that you can work with. That's why I'm not a big fan of the online stockbrokers. I want a stockbroker or a financial advisor that can give me guidance. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. Moving back to our conversation, our topic of the day, helping seniors. You know, not only is the seniors the biggest segment of our population, the fastest growing segment of our population, almost everybody I know, because I know the demographics of who's listening right now, 30 to 35 year old, 45 years old, males a little heavier than females, but we all have parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, that hopefully they're getting older. And one of the things that, you know, we talk about, as they get older, there's more and more health needs. But you know something? We're living longer. So that's why Social Security is a big issue in the elections. Because when Social Security was started, the intent was we were going to live 2 years, 1 year or 2 years on Social Security. Now we're living 30 years in retirement. Now, I know seniors that have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 square foot homes. Sometimes they're even widows and they're living there by themselves. And one of the things I want to talk to Tom Borsak about is not only the seniors that are need some sort of a community to live in for health reasons, but the lifestyle that you can get now in a community. I can only go to my mom, right? My mom has this beautiful home, and 2 or 3 days a week now, she leaves the house, goes to a gym that focuses on seniors, and then goes from there to a senior community to play some cards and do some social activities with other seniors. Now, the question I have for you is how many communities are there? Not from numbers, but what kind of lifestyle is available at some of the communities for active, healthy seniors, as opposed to sitting at home by themselves?
Oh yeah, there's that. That's the biggest draw of somebody like your mom who's has that level of independence like that, which is great. But yet she's in a big house by herself. She can go to, and she's actually doing the whole community in parts, and then going back to her home
to be by herself.
So whereas a large community, there's some beautiful large communities, all different types, all different shapes and sizes and costs and so forth, but that provide. You know, exactly what you're talking about, a gymnasium for them, activities for all the seniors to participate in, a shuttle bus.
That's geared for the senior.
Totally. And it gives them complete access to all kinds of activities, events, and things that they can do together with each other and build relationships with other seniors and have a community about the whole community, basically. And a shuttle bus that takes them to the Getty Museum or to the beach or even just to Home Depot for the guys so they can go buy stuff, or to Walmart so they can do shopping, or to the art museum, you know, things that they can go and participate in and be. And then yet in the community that sells, they'll have their own separate living area and space, like an apartment or a larger one or two bedroom that doesn't need to be a two-story, three or four-bedroom home. It can be just a nice one or two-bedroom place in the community.
And I can certainly share this. You might have had this, Tom, in your prior career. In my prior career, I used to do a lot of travel.
Mm-hmm. I did.
And one of the least exciting parts of traveling a lot is sitting there and going to eat by yourself every day.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And if your mom or dad or grandparent, yeah, they might have, you know, a relative that comes to visit. They might have grandkids that come to visit. Mm. But more often than not, you know, they're sitting there eating by themselves.
Right.
In the communities, they generally have it. You have the opportunity to eat by yourself, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of those that are almost like an apartment, mm-hmm. right?
Kitchen and the whole thing, yeah.
But you also have the opportunity to go to a community, a communal area mm-hmm. to eat with your friends.
Yeah. Some communities, there's a beautiful one that I've already got my name stamped on, ready to go, has four restaurants in it. Four different types, four different styles, bistro style or an all-night kind of diner thing, or a fine dining type style, wine tasting. One has happy hour every day.
Wine tasting.
One has happy hour every day.
You might want to go just visit that one, Tom.
Believe me, I try to go as much as possible. Yeah. But they have happy hour every night. Every night,
nice.
It's available. Yeah, so it's just a fun environment that you can participate in, or if you want to stay at home, you stay at home. So you have that option, but it's more readily available than her getting in her car, going down some, you know, driving somewhere and being someplace and having to go drive around town to get to all of her different things, and then coming home to an empty home, large home that has a lot of memories, perhaps of past family members, perhaps spouses. Or spouse, I should say, in the home, as opposed to kind of putting all that behind and starting to have a new vibrant life, a new thing to thrive for. You know,
it's so interesting. Now, just give me an idea. I mean, obviously, when you talk about a community that's got four restaurants and fine dining and all that, what's the price range for some of the communities? You know, for something that's moderate and decent, all the way up to whatever might be the grand finale?
Yeah, that's a huge question, and the range depends on so many factors. But I would say you can get a decent community for $25,000 to $3,000 on the low end, up to $7,000 to $10,000 on the high end, and anywhere in between. The average, probably $3,000 to $5,000, and that doesn't include that includes everything: your living, your utilities, your food, everything you need. To live and care.
And is it like interesting? Yeah. Is it like a airplane or a cruise or something where those are per person? Or if my wife and I move in together, is there economies of scale there?
Yes, I mean they have all different types of scenarios depending on the care needs of the individuals. They can have different areas that they go to in the community, or I have couples that go together. Then there's what's called a second person fee. So it's like, for example, one community, it's $3,500 for the first person to move in, but the spouse gets to move in with them for $750. So total, $4,250 for the two of them.
That's amazing. And So here's the concept there, and we want to head with this is, you said there was like 1,300 of these in Orange County?
Well, all styles, but yes, including residential homes, if you add those. But as far as large communities, anywhere from probably 150 or so of those in Orange County, and then another 900 board and cares, and then you've got some memory cares.
So then we've got, so we've got about 3 years worth of going every single day to search for them. Or, as you know, I like to provide some solutions. We're going to talk about the solutions with Tom Borsak. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also talk about home. It's where the heart is. Well, maybe, maybe not. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. That's Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Got all of our past broadcasts right there. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 7-9-5-6-4. Get the true amount of equity in your property. Home is where the heart is. So we've talked this week about the financial reasons that it makes sense to own your own home. However, the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University performs a study every year surveying participants for the reasons that Americans feel are most important in regards to home ownership. And here are the top four results. Number one, it means having a good place to raise children and provide them with a good education. Number two, you have a physical structure where you and your family feel safe. Number three, it allows you to have more space for your family. Number four, it gives you control over what you do with your living space, like renovations and updates. Number five, owning a home is a good way to build up wealth that can be passed along to the family. Did you notice that? Finances were number five when it comes to the reasons that people gave to Harvard University for owning a home. Top four, basically all heart issues, taking care of your family, family security, education. Just think about that. Our new home buyer's guide just came out. So if you want a copy of that free home buyer's guide, text HBG, home buyer's guide, to 79564. We'll get that to you totally free. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So we've been chatting this morning with Tom Borsick, Tom's company name, Senior Samaritans, and we've been chatting about a lot of things. We started off with just a little bit of music for Tom's benefit. Always got to throw the Tom's favorite fight song in. And if you saw on Facebook this morning that I did post a really cool picture, go to facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And in all sincerity, it's a picture that anybody that's got half a brain and likes any kind of sports would be envious of. Picture of Tom with whom I believe is probably the greatest coach of all time.
Is that it?
That's the picture. Picture of Tom with the great late John Wooden.
Yeah.
So even being a USC fan.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There's no way you can top John Wooden.
Absolutely. He's just the man. And I just bought another book of his to give. I actually buy his books and hand them out to seniors and to people that have not that know who he is. It's just a
there's tremendous. People that don't know who he is?
Yeah, there's some that don't.
They're all
SC fans.
Yeah, SC, SC fans are smart enough to know who he is. You beat him every year. Amazing. Great. We've also been chatting this morning, Tom's company. And here's what I love about Tom and his company is it's, you know, it really fits into our real-time real estate segment. Home is where the heart is, right? And that doesn't mean you need to own your own home. It's where you are, where your family is, where your community is. And Tom's business philosophy is just fantastic to me because it starts out with a consultation. It doesn't start out trying to sell you something. It's trying to find out what's in you or your senior's best interest. Mm. And I love that you do that, Tom, that you take the time to sit down, chat, discover what somebody's needs, wants, finances are, because there are hundreds of these different facilities around, communities around. Mm-hmm. And with you going out and visiting them, again, you know, it's like I talk about with our friends over at VIP Mortgage, they become a personal shopper for people. Mm-hmm. And you're doing the same thing in the senior world, being a personal shopper for the senior.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're also, because of the world that you're in, you keep up on a lot of the new and latest and greatest of what's going on benefit-wise for seniors. Mm-hmm. And collaborating with other people that are in the senior world. Talk a little bit about that process.
Yeah, it's an interesting process because one of the most favorite things of my job is that I basically go into seniors' homes and into their home and sit in their living room and really guide them and understand first the family dynamic. Very important. What's the family dynamic? Where are the kids? What kind of dynamics between the siblings? What's the financial landscape look like? Really understand their situation, see if they're veteran status, see if I can get them some additional funding through veterans. You know, and a lot of times, Ron, I'm meeting with families for weeks and sometimes months, and I don't sell anything. Sometimes I tell them to stay home if it's possible. I don't make anything on that. By the way, my services are free to the family. There's no charge to the family. And yet I'm doing a lot of consultation pro bono, basically. And I do that for lots and lots of families, because the families that do have a need to go somewhere, then there's a lot of guidance and things to talk about. But first one is understanding the dynamic of the family, the financial landscape, and then understanding what are the care needs, what are the care needs that the senior needs, and then actually building a tour of places that fit all those dynamics, and then taking the family in my car physically and taking them around, guiding them, telling them what to look for, what to ask, what things are important, what things are not, and really guiding them through the whole process.
And if you've experienced this with a senior, there is so much that we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even, I mean, the problem when, if you go to a community by yourself, or if you, I mean, I made the mistake of going to one of the, I think it was before I even met Tom,
mm-hmm.
was going to one of those, again, services online and putting my name in there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I'm just inundated with mail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy cow. And I still get some of the mail addressed to my dad, and he's gone 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, you know, they just blanket, right? They send out.
They do.
And that didn't do me any good.
Well, it's impersonal, and it's just it's more of a business. It's more of the business feel as opposed to the concierge service or compassionate part. There's nothing compassionate about it. I did the same thing you did before I even got in this business. Is I went online, got an online service. They blanketed my name everywhere. My dad's been gone 4 years, and I still get emails from that business. And they even call me and ask me, "Has your dad found a place yet?" I said, "He's been gone for 4 years." So
you're much nicer than me, because I did have somebody call me and ask me, "Has your dad found?" Same question.
Yeah.
I said, "Yes, you can find him at Pacific View Cemetery." He's been there.
That's right. Lot number.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a good service that when it's like that. It's just so impersonal. It's very business oriented. They're just into it for the money. People just want an advocate. That's it. That people just want to know what to do. I get so many people that say, I just got a text as we're sitting here right now. Guy says, I'm lost, overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I just need some help. They want somebody in their corner. They want somebody to come into the living room, understand their situation, put them underneath my arm and say, I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to guide you through this whole thing. Don't worry. And their relief just comes out right then. They go, oh, thank you. This is what I need. I need help. I need a person
right.
to guide them. That's it.
And it doesn't get any better than that, because it's all about personal service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in this day and age, it's amazing, because we've gotten so much in our society away from personal service. I had Linda Eisenman was in with us yesterday. We were chatting about buying property. And we were talking after the broadcast that it's all nowadays, the agents are, they text each other. They email each other, the listing agent and the selling agent, and
nobody meets.
Nobody meets. Nobody talks. Nobody communicates.
Yeah.
Right. And in your business, especially, because some of our seniors are truly intimidated by technology.
They are.
So when you get down and you sit across the table from them or on the couch with them,
right,
it gives them a sense of, hey, there's somebody that cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know you well enough to know that you do,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there are actors out there, there are salespeople out there,
yeah.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that take advantage of seniors,
big time,
and it just drives me nuts. That's why there's only a few people that I would even think about bringing on a broadcast to talk to you. I don't believe everybody's, you know, until I know somebody's whole what I believe is their heart. They demonstrate that. That's when we bring people in here to chat with you. And Tom is a great guy. I mean, I really, really believe that for your parents, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, you know, even if you mentioned this earlier, Tom, sometimes it's not a situation that someone needs your services today.
Mm-hmm.
The consultations start, seniors don't move real quick,
mm-hmm.
right? When we talk about our reverse mortgages, it's always a 6-month process.
Yeah.
Right, I'm sure in your situation, it's a process.
I work with people for a long time, years now, and actually even after they're done, I'm still checking in with the family. Even after, I have no vested interest in them. It's already been done. I'm still checking in. How are you doing? How's things going? I want to know what's happening.
It's a heart issue.
Yes.
Great information. Again, if you want to meet Tom, just give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with him. It's just a matter, again, we're consumer advocates. We're here to educate you. That's why we do this every morning. That's why I ask you every day to set your to set that first radio preset button, to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.